Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 to 12. Now, this reading brings us the familiar words of the Beatitudes, the passage that we also know as the Sermon on the Mount. This is where Jesus scrambles up a hillside, turns to the throngs of people who are gathered before him, and proceeds to name those destined to receive favor in God's kingdom. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, Jesus is often championed in our time for preaching this sermon, calling for justice and inclusiveness that was considered radical in his time. But Jesus didn't pull these words out of a vacuum. Rather, the Sermon on the Mount could be seen as Jesus' retooling of another sermon that was preached hundreds of years before him by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah wrote, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, release to the prisoners, to comfort the mourners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And like Isaiah before him, Jesus is preaching to a community that has perpetually been held captive by oppression, by greed, by poverty, by empire. It's often said that Matthew went to great lengths to present Jesus as the next great prophet and liberator, the next Moses. Just as Moses delivered the law on the top of Mount Sinai, Jesus delivers this sermon on the Mount. Just as Moses escaped death at the age of 2 from the hands of a tyrant, Jesus did the same when his parents whisked him off to Egypt. And just as Moses came up out of Egypt to liberate his people, Jesus did the same. Regardless of whether Jesus is the new Moses or the fulfillment of the promises of Isaiah, his Sermon on the Mount is unique to him in one regard. Moses presented the law, Isaiah preached it, and Jesus lived it. So let's listen to the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, and listen also for the Word of God.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely, on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Here ends our reading. May God grant us understanding of these words.
So what does it mean to be blessed? Blessed is a word that we often lift up when we have something we've experienced or something we have in our lives that we're thankful for, because we know things could easily be different. We say, "I feel blessed to have my health." or I feel blessed to have the love and the presence of my family and friends. I feel blessed to have a home, this church, a day-to-day life that has its difficulties and challenges, but is nowhere near as difficult and challenging as the lives of others. We're often encouraged to lift up blessings such as these because it takes our focus off what we don't have and what we wish we had and shifts it to what we do have. And some of you may be aware of the social media trend of stating something that we're grateful for and then tagging it with a label, hashtag blessed. As in, I just found out I'm going to be a grandmother, hashtag blessed. The doctor said the surgery was a success, hashtag blessed. Came home to find my husband had done the laundry, hashtag blessed. Of course, some of the blessings that people lift up on social media fall into a category known as questionable. Woke up on Christmas morning to find a Mercedes in the driveway, hashtag blessed. Spending 4 weeks in beautiful Barbados this February, hashtag blessed. We're sincerely humbled to be nominated for 3 Academy Awards, hashtag blessed. Some of these social media blessings may have us wondering, are you blessed or are you bragging? And when we say we're blessed, we likely don't mean it in the same way that people were said to be blessed in the Bible. Because the biblical meaning of blessed is to be divinely favored. And if we're thanking God for favoring us with what we consider to be genuine blessings, with good health, a loving family, a roof over our heads, what are we saying about those who do not have good health? Or do not have a loving family, or do not have a roof over their heads? Are we saying that they are less favored by God? Now, I don't think there are many of us here who believe in that God, the God who rewards good behavior by bestowing good fortune, good health, a good life, who punishes bad behavior by withholding all of the above, or worse, arbitrarily distributes blessings to some and not others with seemingly no rhyme or reason to explain it. So when we say we're blessed, what we really mean is that we're grateful. We should say, I'm grateful for these things. I'm grateful for my good health. I'm grateful for the love of my family and my home. Not blessed. So those who lack these things are not left believing that God does not hold them in equal favor because they haven't received the same blessings that we have. Which brings us back to the Beatitudes, where Jesus names 8 different groups of people he claims are blessed and are held in God's favor. The meek, the mourning, the merciful, the peacemakers, the persecuted, the poor in spirit, the pure in heart, those who hunger and thirst for what is right and what is just. And if we use our biblical barometer of blessings, which designates the blessed as being favored by God, we may wonder how these folks might see themselves as being blessed. It's hard to imagine a social media post that says, just paid the rent and have nothing left to feed my children. Hashtag blessed. Mourning the loss of my brother who passed away last night. Hashtag blessed. Or just got stopped and questioned by the police for being a black man walking in a white neighborhood. Hashtag blessed. If the persecuted and the mourning and those who hunger for a just world are blessed with God's favor. It certainly doesn't appear so according to our definition of blessed, at least not in this world. But Jesus seems to promise that those he named as being blessed by God will know it and will live it one day. As a child, I remember being drawn to the Sermon on the Mount because of this promise. I don't recall when or where I first heard this passage, likely at Sunday Mass or during our daily religion class at Catholic school. But I remember hearing the verse, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," and wondering, is he talking about me? Now, I was painfully shy and quiet when I was growing up. I was so quiet that I was often marked absent in school when I was there. And I was so meek that I didn't have the courage to raise my hand and correct the teacher when she said, "Maureen Frescott, not here yet again." But I made sure I was absent whenever we had to deliver an oral report or present a science project or stand up in front of people and make our presence known in any way. As a teen and young adult, I dreaded parties and work gatherings that had me standing in the corner and staring at the floor. And any group activity where we were instructed to find a partner or turn to your neighbor and share. And I know what you're thinking. How the heck did I get this job? I'd like to think it's because I actually believe the part where Jesus said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." So when I was sitting in class praying that the teacher did not call on me or called antisocial because I was so quiet and had only a few friends, or shamed, even kiddingly, for leaving a party early when it became too uncomfortable or too draining to be there even a minute longer, I would say to myself, "Just wait. Someday all this will be yours." Now, it may seem silly, but I really did believe and still do believe that God is creating this whole other world that we can't yet see or even imagine. A world where there is no more war or hunger or tears. Where the poor and the persecuted and the meek will finally find happiness and justice and peace. And as God creates this utopian world in God's own time, not our time, we are called to bring glimpses of it into being in this world. By looking to those named by Jesus as destined to be blessed in God's realm and treating them as if they are already blessed. So may we listen to the peacemakers, rather than shout them down when they call for us to give up our love of the money and the power and the weapons of war. May we lift up the persecuted, rather than pile on with our resistance to hearing them and believing them when they share their truth. May we comfort those who mourn, rather than encourage them to move on or let it go because their grief makes us uncomfortable. May we empower the meek and the merciful and the pure of heart rather than chastise them for being weak or naive or too forgiving of the sins of others. And may we understand that those who are poor in spirit are directly connected to those who are poor in pocket. Because as long as we live in a world where the hunger of millions could be eliminated by the generosity of a few, and yet it has not been done. We are all poorer for it. And may we satisfy the longing of those who hunger and thirst for a righteous and just world, knowing that Jesus himself is holding his hands out, waiting for us to fill them. So Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was good news. The good news is that God is not done with the creation of this world. All the things that we see as faulty and broken and far away from being labeled as a blessing are in fact the very things we should be lifting up as true blessings in disguise. The blessed that Jesus names are the true agents of change, the leaders of transformation, the ones destined to inherit the realm of God. This is not a case of Jesus naming who's in and who's out, because the realm of God won't come until we've all known what it is to be blessed, to be meek and merciful, to be peacemakers and pure of heart, to know what it is to be persecuted and what it's like to mourn, what it means to be poor in spirit, and what it feels like to hunger for justice. Then, and only then, will we be able to say, God is making something new for all of us, and we are helping to create it. #blessed, and thanks be to God.